is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
A Right Son of a Gun.
Oh, look, James, look at this present I brought you. Look, look.
Yes, yes, Mr. Brocklebank, I'm Lukin.
Oh, look, I made it for you myself. Look, James, it's a kite.
Big deal.
Pardon?
I said you'd need a big field to fly that thing in. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, you could fly it right here in your granddad's garden. And it's not just a toy, you know. A kite can be educational as well. You see, there are two important things about flying a kite. First of all, you need plenty of wind.
Well, you've got that all right.
Don't be impertinent. Look, flying a kite is healthy, instructive and great fun.
Yes, well, I just want to get something out of the tool shed. Cheerio.
Watch me, James, watch. I'll give it a test flight for you. Now, to get it off the ground, I shall have to take a run.
Take a powder.
Well, here goes, James. Stand by for takeoff.
Right, runway clear, Mr. Brocklebank. He's as daft as Dicky Dotty.
Here I go, James. Look, he's beginning to fly. Look, James.
I'm looking. Now, where did I hide Ozzy's air gun? It's in here somewhere.
James! James, where are you? James, look! I'm airborne at last!
Yes, Mr. Brocklebank! I hope he gets attacked by a mad pigeon.
Oh, this is exciting! James! He takes me back to my boyhood again.
They should take him back to the nut house again.
Entangled with your television aerial.
Well, get it off quick. It's nearly 5:15 and Doctor Who's going to look daft with a kite wrapped round his chop.
Oh dear, where's your granddad's ladder?
In his greenhouse, locked up. Like you should be.
Well, I'll tell you what, James, I'll drive round to the cleansing department and see if one of my vans could bring me a ladder. It shan't be long.
Okay, you bow-legged saddle tramp. Watch this for shooting. There's my target hanging on that lilac tree. I'm gonna get me a bullseye. A steady aim, a squeeze of the trigger. Missed. No wonder I can't hit the target when the blooming wind's blowing it about. What I need is somebody to hold it still for me, if I could find anybody daft enough.
Hello, Jimmy.
I found one.
Yeah, but here's your Susan in.
No, my mum's taking her to the laundrette to get her neck washed.
But the laundrette closed it. Oh, very funny, I'm sure. Hey, what are you supposed to be doing in the garden? I mean, that gun you're holding, what's the idea?
I'm on guard duty for me grandad, in case he strikes again.
In case who strikes again?
The rhubarb nobbler.
Oh, well, a rhubarb nobbler?
Yes, me grandad's growing some prize rhubarb for a show. And this fella's trying to spoil it. He keeps coming in at night and pouring stuff on the rhubarb.
What stuff?
Custard. You see, slugs won't eat rhubarb on its own, but they love it with custard. And that's how he's trying to nobble me grandad's rhubarb. So he'll win the prize. We think it's the vicar.
What a load of rubbish. Is that your air gun?
Oh, no, it's my pal Ozzy's. He lent it to me.
What for?
A shilling a day for 2 days, unless I win the 2 bob bet about you.
Oh, I see. A bet about me. What bet?
Ozzy bet me 2 bob you couldn't hold your arm up and keep still for 2 minutes.
He bet you that? But he must be dafter than you are. I can hold my arm up and keep it still for a lot more than 2 minutes.
I know you can, Alfie, but you'll have to prove it while you're holding that target still.
Right, I will. I'll hold it. You mean this thing on the lilac tree?
Yeah, just hold it still while I shoot at it.
Nah, you tell us he must have more money than just shoot at me. Get lost.
Look, I won't hit you. I'm a crack shot.
Yeah, yes, well, I'm not a crackpot. Anyway, you can't shoot at me. I'm out of season.
Oh, yes, sir. What is the month for cuckoos? Listen, hold the target with this long stick. Press it against the branches.
Well, I don't mind doing that.
Good lad. Now then, hold it steady. I squeeze the trigger gently and fire! Oh, heck! Oh. Me grandad!
Did you lash out behind the hedge?
Sorry, Alfie, I can't stop now. I've got to go and do my homework. Here's the gun.
You what? What shall I do with it?
Hide it. I'm not supposed to have one.
Oh, heck, not again.
Quick,
who
Alfie.
Did that?
Hide the gun before me grandad sees it. Ta-ra!
Cheerio.
Hey,
well, wait a minute. I don't have no alright.
Right, shoes off. Slippers on, cap and coat off, exercise book out of my satchel, pen, pencil, good. He'll never know now.
Ah, there you are, Jim.
7 8 is 49. Hello, Grandad. I'm up to my eyes in homework.
Somebody'll be up to his eyes in the canal if I catch him. Did you hear that gun?
A gun? What do you mean?
Somebody took a pot shot at me just now.
What? But that's terrible. Did they hit you?
Yes. Right in my shopping bag. Look at that. They smashed one of my bottles.
Oh, heck. No wonder you're mad. You won't be able to get the threepence back on it now.
Oh, you're in here, Jimmy. I had to get it down off the tree.
What's that, Alfie?
The target. Very much, Mr. Sinclair.
What for?
Letting me come in the house.
What was that about getting down off a tree?
Tomcat.
Yes, it has a bullseye. The black eye. The black fur over its rings round its eye.
I don't know why I listen. Oh, I'll just away and put this bag in the kitchen.
Did you hide it, Alfie?
Hide what? Oh, you mean the G-U-N?
No, the banana, your nana.
Here you are, Susan. Hang my coat up as well.
Not a word about it, Alfie. The home.
Go in the living room, Humphrey. Father Humphrey's here. He wants to borrow your ladder. I told him it... Father, what's happened to your shopping bag? It's all wet.
Like Alfie.
I'll thump you.
Somebody took a pot shot at me with a gun just now. It sounded like an air gun. Come in, Humphrey.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sinclair. I tried to get a ladder from work, but they'd all gone home.
Well, you can borrow mine with pleasure. What do you want it for?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I got a kite caught round your aerial.
Pardon?
He was flying his kite in your garden, Grandad.
You were flying a kite at your age?
Yes. Well, it's not my kite. I made it for James.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll get the ladder.
I've had some experience of this. The other day, I helped my dad with his washhouse.
Come in, Susan. Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mrs. Clither. I was talking about my dad. Well, not talking about him. He's respectable, but... If he wasn't, I wouldn't let on. I mean, blood's thicker than water. I helped him. I helped him because he had a slate loose. But hello, Susan.
Hello, Alfie. What's this about your dad?
We were in the washhouse when he noticed the drip.
But you've been there all the time.
Not me. You see, there was a shower.
Oh, that was you.
Yes, I moved. Oh, belt up.
All right, Jimmy, that'll do. Father, this is serious. Have you any idea who shot at you?
I don't know, Pat. The only person I know with a gun is the landlord at the Rose and Crown.
Well, that's it then, Grandad. You'll just have to start paying for your beer.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Is it all right for James to have a kite, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Oh, yes, a kite's harmless enough. What are you doing, Jimmy?
Shooting me homework, ma'am. Doing it. Me arithmetic questions.
Let me look. Your hands are filthy.
Ah, yes, well, one of the questions was about bags of coal.
Ha, ha, very funny. Alfie, will you be careful climbing up that ladder?
No, don't you worry, Susan. I'll be all right.
Yes, I'll do the climbing. Alfred can hold the ladder steady for me.
Come on, I'll get it out of the greenhouse for you.
And I'll see you when you've finished, Alfie, after I've washed my hands, to ask you that question again that you haven't told me the answer to yet.
Can you manage, Mr. Bottlebing?
Yes, Alfie. It's a pity the ladder wasn't longer. However, I have managed to climb from the wash house onto the roof.
Hey, Grandad, look at Mr. Brocklebank crawling up the roof. He looks like a big moggy out on the tiles.
Don't be cheeky, Jimmy.
Do you want me to come up and help you?
No, you stay where you are, Alfred. Oh, I say, that's strange. I felt a spot on my head.
Yes, it is strange. What's a seagull doing in these parts?
Be quiet, Jimmy.
But I think it's starting to rain, Mr. Bucklebunk.
Okay, I'd better hurry then.
Right, you've got the string loose.
Yes, I'd better throw the kite down.
Right, chuck it down here where I can make a hand in the
nose. I'm sorry, Alfred. Keep a firm grip on that ladder, will you? I'm starting my descent. Be careful now, careful.
Listen to him bleating. If he had a beard, he'd look like a mountain goat.
Watch out, he's slippy.
What's that, Alfred?
I said be careful when you put your foot on the washhouse roof. I'll have a look out!
It's slippy!
Me foot, me back.
Are you all right, Alfie?
Oh dear, oh.
Oh, Mr. Brocklebank, are you all right?
Well, I think so. When I slipped off the roof, Alfred broke my fall. Oh, just help me up and out. Out.
You what, Mr. Brocklebank?
It's my left ankle. I can't put my weight on it. What should I do?
Hop on your right one.
Oh. Don't try to be funny. Just look at poor Alfie there. He looks as if he's only half conscious.
Oh, thank heavens for that. For a minute, I thought he'd hurt himself.
Do you think Alfie's all right, Father? He's hardly spoken two words.
Yes, and one of them was rude.
Doctor, Mother. You'll be here in a few minutes. Well, how are you, Alfie?
Oh, me lad. Me lad. Oh, I'm not well.
Oh, it's all right now, Alfie. The doctor will be here soon.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Where am I?
You're with us, Alfie, in the living room.
Alfie, is that my name?
Of course it is. Sure you know who we are. Look, Jimmy, Mother, Grandad, Mr. Brocklebank.
Oh, that's my name, Alfie Brocklebank.
No, I am Brocklebank, Alfred. Look, James, Mother, Grandad.
It's a bit small for a grandad, isn't it?
No, that's Jimmy.
That's right. Me grandad's the one with the kilt on.
Oh, I thought that was Mother.
He doesn't seem to know what's happening.
It's worse than that, Father. He doesn't seem to know who we are.
I'm afraid I'm responsible for this, Mrs. Clitheroe, when I fell on his head, all 10 stone 5 of me. I'm afraid he's lost his memory.
Yes, we read about this at school. Mum, Alfie's got magnesium.
James, Alfred has got amnesia.
Not that as well. Oh, poor old Alfie. I'm right sorry for you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hey, he called me Jimmy.
Well, of course, you're a little friend of mine. I can't remember.
But surely you remember me, Susan?
I thought my name was Alfie.
We're all right, Mum. He's talking normal again.
Shut up. Alfie, don't you know me?
No, but I'm afraid I don't, miss, but you're very pretty.
Oh, heck, he's had a relapse.
Are you happy about Mr. Brocklebank, Doctor?
Oh, yes, indeed. The ankle was merely a wrench, and I'm confident that now he's been transported home, his sister can continue the necessary treatment. As for Mr. Hall, you say his parents are away in Wales at the moment.
Yes, on a touring holiday. They told Alfie that whatever happened, he wouldn't be able to get in touch with them.
They're no mugs.
Is Alfie going to be all right, Doctor?
Well, without completely committing myself, and in view of the fact that he appears to be physically sound apart from his leg, and bearing in mind that I've only seen him for a minute or two... I would say, speaking as an ordinary GP, of course, and not as a specialist, there is no cause for alarm.
Here endeth the first lesson.
Shut up, Jimmy. Do you think we should try and put him to bed upstairs, Doctor?
Well, I could say yes, and I could say no.
Hello, he's off again.
Jimmy.
A bed, of course, is primarily a place of rest. While on the other hand, the settee seems quite comfortable. Yes, I think that on the whole, all things considered, he may as well remain where he is.
There will now be a silver collection.
Be quiet.
I shall call again tomorrow. Maybe in the morning, maybe in the evening.
Well, there'll be somebody here all the time, Doctor.
I will look after him.
What? Where are you going, Jimmy?
I left my homework in the front room somewhere. I just want to get it.
Well, don't go disturbing Alfie while he's asleep.
I won't, ma'am. Alfie! Alfie! Wake up, Alfie! It's me, Alfie. Jimmy.
Oh, God. Jimmy.
Where are all those other kind people?
Never mind them. Where did you put the gun?
Gun. Gun.
Gun. Bang, bang. Gun.
Oh, I thought somebody fell on me. I didn't know I'd been shot.
You haven't, but it can be arranged. Where did you put it?
In my mouth.
You put it in your mouth?
Yes, and it doesn't help. I bet you're sleepy.
What does?
The sleeping pill the doctor gave me.
Oh, dear. Good night, Jimmy.
But, Alfie, you've got to remember. Where did you hide Ozzy's air gun? Alfie, I've had one look round the garden. I can't find it. Alfie! Oh, heck, I've got to get his memory back somehow. I wonder if it'd help if I got Mr. Brocklebank to fall on him again.
James, it's no use shouting at him. That won't bring his memory back.
Yes, my brain isn't working like it used to.
Well, that's a good sign.
James, we must try to help him. Alfred, there are four people here. Hasn't James told you who they are?
Yes, one's his granddad, one's his mother, and one's his sister, Scraggy Annie.
He's got a good memory, you know.
Oh, shut up. But that's only three, but who's the other one?
Me, you bomb pot.
Oh, yes, you're Jimmy, and I'm... Who am I?
You are Alfred Hall.
You what?
You, Alfie, me, Tarzan.
I thought you were Jimmy.
Oh, shut up. Let's try what the doctor said again. I say something and you say what it reminds you of, right?
Left.
We haven't started yet. Listen, you have a mother and you also have a...
Bunny rabbit.
A bunny rabbit?
I meant his father.
Has he got one? I don't remember.
No, he's got a donkey, his son. Anyway, at least you remember you've got a rabbit.
No, your old gentleman told me.
Hey?
He means your grandfather.
But he said old gentleman. Look, Alfie, you don't live here, do you?
No.
Right, when you leave here at night to go home, where do you go?
To bed.
But where is your bed?
In the bedroom.
It'll be in the hospital in a minute.
James, we're wasting time. Whatever you want to find out from him, you'll have to think of something else.
Yeah, look, I might have lost my memory, but not my mind. You're not doing it.
But, Luke, it was a bang on the head that caused the trouble, wasn't it?
Well, yes.
So another one should put it right. Bend your head down.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you hit me with that mallet.
All right, you have the mallet and hit yourself.
Yeah, that's better, but no, I will not.
All right, look, we'll pretend you're doing your job and see if that works.
Yeah, oh, that's a good idea. But I can't remember what I do for a living.
No, but I can. You're a stuntman in a circus.
Am I?
Yes, so go up to my bedroom, open the window and jump out.
Look, if that's my job, I'm on strike, so you'll have to think of something else. And when you do, don't tell me, because I don't believe.
Don't worry, Alfie. This room will get your memory back if anything will.
This is your lounge, isn't it?
Yes, but you know it better as the snogging room.
Well, snogging?
You are in a bad way, aren't you? This is where you and our Susan come for the wrestling.
On the telly?
No, on the settee.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I'll show you. Sit down, put your arms round that cushion there.
Oh, don't be daft.
Look, do as you're told. Close your eyes.
All right.
Now listen to this. Oh, Alfie, you are nice. Do you think I'm beautiful?
I think you crack it.
Shut up, I'm trying to bring your memory back. I'm a girl.
Look, my memory isn't that bad.
I'm pretending to be my sister. We'll have one more try, and if it doesn't work, it'll have to be the mallet.
Yeah, all right, go on. I'll shut my eyes again.
Right. Now, just imagine, I've got long black hair with a ribbon in it. I'm wearing a miniskirt. Frilly blouse and nylon tights. You can smell the perfume I'm wearing. Now, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking what the lads will call you when you go to school.
Right. Now sit yourself down in that deck chair, Alfie. Alfie.
But all that's me, isn't it?
Yes, we've been calling you Alfie for the last 3 days. Surely you remember that.
Yes, but somebody called me something else.
Oh, you mean me grandad, when you dropped the teapot on his foot. That's not your name. The vicar never christened you that.
All right, funny boy. Now just you rest, Alfie. It's a nice day, and so long as you keep well wrapped up, the fresh air should do you good.
Yes, and if you can't get enough fresh air here, I'll give you a leg up on the washhouse roof.
Oh, thank you, Ozzie. Jimmy, you are Jimmy, aren't you?
Oh, give me strength. Of course I am. Me, Jimmy, you, Alfie. Me, Jimmy, brains in the head. You, Alfie, hole in the nut.
Oh, Jimmy, behave yourself. Remember, Alfie's sick.
He's not the only one. I'm sick to death of hearing his daft questions. Where am I? Who am I? Where do I go for this? Where do I go for that? Keeps going in the greenhouse to wash his hands.
Yeah, he sounds a funny fellow, is he?
you daft-looking...
Jimmy, put that spade down.
Oh, go on, Grandad. Just one smack before the doctor comes.
Now, cut out the comedy. Right now, Alfie. I'm going in the house, but if you want anything, just send Jimmy in. All right, Alfie. Alfie.
Oh, that's me, isn't it?
Of course it is, just stupid.
Do you want to borrow the spade, Grandad?
Oh, shut up. Just look after him. I'm going to make myself a cup of whiskey and tea. Hello, Humphrey.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair. I thought I'd just hobble round again and see how Alfred is.
Ah, he's in the garden there. We're waiting for Dr. McPherson.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Alfred. It is I.
Oh, hello, Doctor. How am I?
No. It's Humphrey Brocklebank.
Oh, you're another doctor, are you?
He's not the doctor, he's my mum's friend, you twit.
Well, who's the fellow who comes every day and then takes my temperature?
He's the window cleaner, you fool. He thinks your mouth's a bucket.
James, don't be rude.
Yes, there's no need to be nasty, is the doctor?
Brocklebank.
Oh, Dr. Brocklebank. I mean, if they don't want me here, I can soon get my motorbike and go home. I'm not being insulted.
Well, go home then. Get on your... Alfie, you remembered. Say that again.
I'm not being insulted.
No, Alfred, you've remembered your motorbike.
Oh, yes, I'm glad I did remember it because I'm taking Susan out and it's Susan. I've remembered Susan.
Well, you've got to take the bad with the good.
James... You remember Susan Alfred?
Susan Alfred? Oh, is that a name? But I know she's my girlfriend, and the lad's mammy, she's his mother.
Brilliant! Now, where's the gun? The gun you hid.
Gun? But I had a gun. Do you mean I'm a gangster?
Yeah, and I'm Elliot Ness, you daft-looking...
James! Look, explain it to him properly.
Right, Mr. Brocklebank. Look, Alfie, you hid the air gun. We've got to find it today, because Mr. Higginbottom's coming round tonight, and if he doesn't get it back, he's going to tell me Grandad, so try and remember.
Oh, I do remember.
Good. Tell me.
Well, Oz is your pal, and Mr. Higginbottom's his dad, and... I remember, you gave me Ozzy's gun to hide and I hid it.
Marvellous. Where did you hide it?
That's what I can't remember.
Oh, you stupid...
James, put that garden rake down.
I was only going to comb his hair. Look, Alfie, we'll go over what happened with the gun.
What do you mean?
Like they do in them detective books. We'll reconcentrate the crime.
We'll reconstruct it, James.
Oh, suit yourself. I know what I'm going to do. Look, Alfie, when I gave you the gun to hide, you were standing about here.
Yes, it's coming back.
Well, don't let go of it.
Go on, Alfred.
I came round to see your granddad. No, not your granddad, sir, although I'm not sure, but I think it was Mr. Sinclair. No, not his granddad. That'd be his great. But you were shooting in the garden, Jimmy.
Yes, go on.
Your Susan was out with your mother washing herself somewhere. No, not washing herself somewhere. I mean, somewhere. Well, washing herself somewhere.
Yes, go on.
And you fired the gun and it, your granddad, and you gave it to me to hide when I came round from our house.
Yes, where?
44 Railway Turret. I'm a Birmingham!
Not where do you live? Where did you hide the gun? Well, you've still got one leg left.
Oh, you daft thing, kicking me leg like that. I can't climb the tree now.
Tree? Oh, I think she's a monkey now. Look, if you don't find that gun, you'll be up that tree on the end of a rope.
No, I think you'll have to go up on my shoulders.
What for?
To get the gun out of the tree where I threw it.
Eureka!
I don't. I've just had a bath.
No. Alfred is telling you where the gun is.
But he said... Oh, do you mean it's in the tree?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, but you'd shut up.
This tree here?
Yes.
All right, on his shoulders, Mr. Brocklebank.
No, thank you, James. We don't want to repeat accident. It's up to you now.
Right, bend down, Alfie. I'll get on your shoulders.
Right, Jimmy, go on.
Keep still. Now, straighten up.
Nice. Oh, you're heavier than I thought.
Right, I can see it. Push me a bit higher, Alfie.
Oh, careful, James, careful.
I'm nearly there. A little bit higher.
Ow, your foot's on me here.
Sorry, Alfie, I thought it was your head. Nearly there. I've got it.
What's going on here?
I hope it's your granddad.
Don't wobble.
Kitchen window. Who fired that shot?
Don't tell him, Mr. Brocklebank. Quick, Alfie, get hold of this gun.
Not likely.
Mr. Brocklebank.
You're sorry, James.
So, it was you all the time, you little hooligan. Get up off the floor when I'm talking to you. Jimmy!
Oh, me head.
Never mind your head. Where'd you get that gun?
Gun? What gun? Where am I? Alfie! Dr. Battlebent. Who's this nice, kind old gentleman? He seems to know me.
Those involved with The Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Brian Truman as the Doctor, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I thought you'd like to know, me granddad didn't believe I'd lost me memory. But in case it was true, he said he'd give me something I wouldn't forget. And he did. He got some target practice in with his slipper on my sit-upon. Ta-ra!
Look, I took quite a bit of trouble to make this present for you.
Well, how much did it cost you then?
Well, let me see. Designing it, materials, and the time I spent working on it, let's say 10 shillings.
I've got a better idea. Let's say 5 shillings. Cash.
Pardon?
Well, I was thinking, I've got plenty of toys and there must be some poor kid somewhere who has none. You could give it to him to play with.
Oh, that's a very kind thought, James.
So you wouldn't disappoint me, you could just give me the 5 bob. Yeah.
Well, really, James, you're very mercenary.
I'm not, I'm British and proud of it.
And you're ignorant as well.
It is me, Alfie.
Yes, I recognise the bald head.
I've not got a bald head.
Oh, no, of course. It's your crash helmet.
Give you a hand.
Oh, but do you think you should? I mean, it can be dangerous work for an old man.
What?
It means you keep falling off the ladder and we'd have to keep giving you whiskey to bring you round, and after the first 2 falls, you'd start jumping off.
Shut up. I'll tell you, Mr. Brittlebonk.
Oh, you shut up. Are you comfortable on the settee, Humphrey?
Oh, yes, thanks, Mr. Sinclair. I'll be all right as long as I can keep my foot up. I say, Alfred is very uncommunicative, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's not saying much either. What's my name?
Those involved with The Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Brian Truman as the doctor, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.